I'm in the dirt. My fingernails are black with Delta mud, but my mind is somewhere else. It is in the pages of a book with a broken spine. The sun is a hammer beating against the back of my neck, but I don't feel the heat. I feel the weight of the words I memorized last night. The rows of cotton go on forever. They look like teeth, white, sharp, and hungry. My bag is heavy. It pulls at my shoulder, a constant reminder of what I owe. The debt is a ghost. It follows my father. It followed his father. It is a tally mark on a ledger in a big white house that I am not allowed to enter. I move my fingers through the bowls. The plants scratch my wrists. I don't look up. If I look up, I see the overseer. If I look up, I see the horizon that never moves, so I look down. I look at the dirt, and I recite the sentences. I am a thief, but I didn't take money. I took a world. I remember the night I did it. The moon was a sliver of bone. The white schoolhouse sat on the edge of the woods like a pale monster. It smelled of floor wax and arrogance. I crawled through the window. My heart was a drum in my ears. I didn't want their trophies. I didn't want their desks. I wanted the ink. I found the library. It wasn't large, but to me it was a cathedral. I ran my hand over the covers. I couldn't read the titles in the dark, so I chose by feel. I took three. One was thick and coarse. One was smooth as a river stone. One was small enough to fit in the waistband of my skirt. Now those books are under my floorboards. They are tucked next to the damp earth. Every night I light a candle stub. I shield the flame with my hand so the light doesn't leak through the cracks in the walls. I read until my eyes ache. I read until the cabin disappears. My father knows. He doesn't say it, but he knows. He sees the way I look at the ledger when the man from the big house comes to collect. He sees the way I don't flinch when the numbers are read aloud. He is afraid for me. He should be. Knowledge in this place is a match in a hayloft. The overseer is closer now. I can hear his horse. The hooves thud against the soft ground. It is a rhythmic sound. Thump, thump, thump. I keep my head down. I pick faster. My bag is nearly full. I am 17 years old, and my life is measured in pounds of fiber. But in my head, I am thinking about the stars. One of the books is about the sky. It says the stars are giant balls of fire. It says they are millions of miles away. It says they don't care about the delta. I like that. I like knowing there is something so big that this place doesn't even register. The horse stops. The shadow of the man falls over my row. I can smell the tobacco on him. I can smell the sour sweat of a man who doesn't have to work. I keep my eyes on the cotton. My hands are shaking, but I make them stay steady. I am a machine. I am a statistic. I am nothing. You're falling behind, Sarah, he says. His voice is lazy. It has the edge of a whip. I don't answer. I don't look up. I just reach for the next bowl. Silence is my only shield. If I speak, he might hear the change in me. He might hear the fact that I know how to spell sovereignty. He might see that I no longer believe the lies he tells my father. He lingers. I can feel his eyes on the back of my head. He is looking for a reason. He is looking for a crack in the armor of my submission. I think about the book under the floor. I think about the word liberty. It feels like a jagged stone in my throat. I want to spit it at him. Finally, the horse moves on. The tension in my shoulders doesn't leave. It just settles. I breathe out, and the dust fills my lungs. I cough into my sleeve. The cotton is endless. The debt is endless. But the sun is starting to dip. The countdown to the candle has begun. Tonight, I will read the third book. It is the small one. It is a book of poems. I don't understand all of them, but I like the way the words taste. They are sharp and clean. They are the opposite of the mud. They are the opposite of the debt. I get back to the cabin when the sky is the color of a bruise. My mother is at the stove. She is gray. She is the color of the ash in the hearth. She doesn't look at me. She just hands me a plate of corn pones. We eat in a silence that is heavy with the things we aren't allowed to say. When the house goes dark, I wait. I listen to the sounds of the night, the crickets, the owls, the heavy breathing of my brothers in the next room. I wait until the world is dead. Then I reach under the bed. I pull back the loose board. The book is cold. I bring it to my chest. It is a dangerous weight. If they find this, they won't just take the book. They will take the floorboards. They will take the cabin. They will take the breath out of my father's lungs. I know the stakes. I am the one who raised them. I light the candle. The flame flickers, casting long, dancing shadows on the walls. I open the small book. The pages are yellowed and foxed. I find a page I haven't read yet. I trace the letters with my dirty finger. I am the master of my fate, it says. I am the captain of my soul. I stop. I read it again. The words are a physical blow. I look at my hands. They are scarred. They are stained. They belong to the field. But the voice in my head, the voice that is reading these words, that voice doesn't belong to anyone but me. I realize then that I have committed a crime worse than theft. I have committed the crime of hope. I can never go back to being the girl who only knew the weight of the bag. I can never be the girl who believed the ledger was the final word. The candle is getting low. I should blow it out. I should sleep so I can wake up and pick more cotton. But I can't. I turn the page. I am hungry for more. I am starving for it. Every word is a bite of something they tried to keep from me. I hear a floorboard creak in the other room. I freeze. I blow out the candle in a single breath. The smoke stings my nose. I sit in the pitch black, my heart hammering against my ribs. I listen. Nothing, just the wind through the cracks, just the ghost of the debt. I tuck the book back into the earth. I replace the board. I lie down on my thin mattress, but I don't close my eyes. I look up at the ceiling. I can't see. I am thinking about the distance between the delta and the stars. I know what will happen. One day, I will be caught. One day, the curiosity in my eyes will be too bright to hide. They will see the books. They will see the girl who thinks she is a person, and they will try to break me. They will try to chain the mind because they have already chained the body. I feel a tear slide down my temple. It isn't a tear of sadness. It is a tear of fury. It is the price of the education. I have learned that I am in a cage. Before the books, I just thought I was in a room. Now I see the bars. The sun will be up in 4 hours. I will go back to the rose. I will drag the bag. I will pick the white teeth of the delta until my fingers bleed. I will play the part. I will be the statistic they want me to be. But under the floor, the ink is waiting, and in my head, the fire is burning. They can take the cotton. They can take the years. They can take the cabin. But they can't have the words. I have swallowed them whole. I am a sharecropper's daughter, and I am the most dangerous thing in this county. I am a woman who knows her own name. The morning light is coming. It is a thin gray line on the horizon. I get up. I put on my work shoes. I walk out into the damp air. The debt is waiting. But for the first time in my life, I am not afraid of the ledger. I am the one who knows how to read it. And I know that the math is wrong.